Good morning. You listen to FordLA.net, and I'm Kemp Harr. This morning, my guest is Steve Soraki, the president of Flooring America, Flooring Canada, Floor Trader, and International Design Guild. Steve, how you doing?
Great. How are you this morning, Kemp?
I'm good. I understand you've been moving your household goods out of Georgia and setting up residence in Manchester, New Hampshire. Is that right?
Yeah, we're 48 hours into being residents of New Boston, New Hampshire, which is just outside of Manchester. Actually moved up over the weekend, so very exciting time for my wife and I.
Okay, I guess you had to go ahead and cast your vote in Georgia before you came up here, right?
I made sure I did early voting, Kemp. I made sure I was committed to get that vote in.
All right, let's tell our listeners a little bit why we're talking today. It was just about a month ago announced, although a lot of people in the industry have done it for a while, the big changes in leadership with CCA Global. Most people know CCA Global is the largest group of retailers in the flooring business. And you have multiple brands. Obviously, Carpet One is the biggest one. But the ones that I just ran through with you is also a big part of it. So what we've got is we've got you who came over from Shaw after over 30 years. You came over from Shaw about a year ago. You and I did a video in January at Surfaces last year. And if anybody wants to watch it, you can just do Steve Soraki on Floor Daily and it'll come up. That's what your focus had been for many years. And the last role you had at Shaw was in hard surface, and that business had grown up to be over $3 billion in sales. Then you make a career change. You're in your late 50s and you're coming over. And so I guess your shift, for a while you were focused on growing Shaw's business, and now you're focused on nurturing your dealers' business and helping them grow, right?
Correct. And late 50s scares me a little bit there, Kemp. I still think I'm in my mid-30s. Maybe that is the exciting part of coming to CCA and having the opportunity to be president of Flooring America, Flooring Canada, Floor Trader Outlet, and International Design Guild. My big focus for a lot of years with Shaw was on the customer. And here that's the member of CCA Global. And I always had a passion for that customer and trying to figure out ways for them to win in the marketplace. So when I started talking to Eric Bernstein and Keith Spano, Charlie Dilks about this opportunity here at CCA, it's really member facing. It's the opportunity to get with the members, to get with those folks about how their business is being run, opportunities where we can help them in the marketplace, opportunities where we can help them succeed, solutions we can bring to their business across the board, not just in flooring, but in a lot of other areas. So what excited me most was the opportunity to be in front of members every single day and help them, and help them win in the market, help them compete against everybody and bring those solutions that is going to make them more profitable and quite frankly, sustain them long term. And I've had a passion for that for years, my 34 years in the industry. So the opportunity to come here and bring that passion and work with all of our members and the team here at CCA, it's just been an exciting year. But again, I feel like I'm in my mid-30s, back in sales and in the field, and I'm working with our members and working with our team.
You're professional and you've got a new focus. Let's go through a couple of the other changes that were in this announcement. You mentioned Eric Bernstein. He steps in as CEO. He's been at CCA 21 and a half years, which is kind of interesting because for a long time, CCA was adding, like in your case, was adding leadership. You know, they would pluck, say, Rick Bennett from May Company or John Gilbert from the restaurant business. And so as Eric steps in and runs things with this background of 21 and a half years at CCA, John Gilbert retires back to his farm in Vermont. Right. Rick Bennett is still on the board, but, you know, he's going to be moving to Vero Beach and spend more time there. Keith Spano takes John's role, and he's president of Carpet One, and then you backfill that role. One of the things I thought was curious, you know, most people know CCA has two locations. They have kind of the leadership office, which was up there where it is because that's where Howard was, and that's the way they've structured the business. And then in St. Louis, you have all the functions like buying and accounting and things like that, right?
Yeah, well, in the St. Louis office where Eric is, and you mentioned Eric 21 years with CCA. So obviously, Eric has the pulse of CCA and lives the culture of the CCA way every single day. And he brings that to our leadership as the new CEO. And Eric's in St. Louis. The ProSource offices are in St. Louis. And Eric ran ProSource for a number of years for the CCA teams. Then also in St. Louis, as a lot of the functions that, quite frankly, run the company, legal, accounting, product and merchandising, IT. So they all exist in the St. Louis office. And then here in Manchester, where Keith is, Scott Wheeler, and myself, and the team that really focuses on the co-op operations of retail, Carpet One, Flooring America, Flooring Canada, IDG, the Floor Trader, and the marketing team that feeds the co-op portion of the business for retail is all here in Manchester. And of course, you mentioned Keith, who's taken over as president of Carpet One. Keith is also president of all retail. So from that perspective, we work as a team here for, you know, Flooring America, Flooring Canada, IDG, and Floor Trader, working hand in hand with Keith.
All right. Let's one more mention with Eric and looking at just his background. As I said, you know, he's kind of homegrown within their CCA. He's a graduate of the Citadel and got his MBA from Wash U. And then looking back on your background, you're a graduate of Miami of Ohio. So you guys have got some interesting education backgrounds. Let's talk real quick about one of the trends we're seeing in retail. The bigger is getting bigger. You, in tech, for instance, in CCA, you've got, you know, Brewer, who's got multiple cities now. You know, they're moving into different products. You look back on the history of flooring retailers. I mean, maybe they were carpet dealers, and then they were flooring dealers. And now they're getting into cabinets and kitchen. And so the businesses are getting bigger, right?
You know, the one thing, it's kind of funny you mentioned that, because I had a really, really good friend of mine who I've known in the business for 30 years. Their grandparents ran a carpet store. Their parents ran a flooring store. They run a flooring interior design, an interior decor, an interior solutions store. And we preach this at CCA, and we've talked about it for a while. And it's one of our four pillars in retail, and it's diversification. And within that diversification, it is going to be hard for members to significantly grow their business if they're just in retail or they're just in single family production builder. And so one of the things that's driving our platforms is diversification. So that is, you need to be in Main Street commercial if you're in retail. Not necessarily in production builder, but maybe custom builder. Make sure you have a little bit of property management. And then go along with that, you don't necessarily need entire kitchen design studios, but maybe it's cabinets, maybe it's countertops, maybe it's lighting. And so with that diversification, it is allowing the big to get bigger. And that is what is certainly a driving force in the marketplace. But at the same time, when you see a downturn like you've seen in the last couple of years, you're not just beholden to one avenue of the business. And so a downturn in a certain aspect of the business strikes you a little harder or hits you a little harder, where you're able to go out and get business in other areas. So what we're seeing with that diversification is exactly what you're outlining. It's allowing certain members to go out, add additional locations, put in different formats. You know, the Floor Trader outlet right now is a big interest point for a lot of members within CCA, because they're saying, well, I have my retail operation over here and my design studio operation over here. I can put an outlet store in another part of my town or another part of my city and figure out a way to work off one inventory in two locations. Floor Trader outlet is generating a lot of interest right now. So you're 100% correct, Kemp. That's what we're seeing in the market. And we're calling that diversification. And like I said, it's one of our four pillars for sure.
Well, about to run out of town. I just want to mention that you've got a huge meeting in January. Your connection meeting is going to be in Orlando at the Gaylord. And you've just announced last night that Bob Costas is your speaker there.
Yeah, it's January 12th through the 15th. It's a big event for us, and it will be in Orlando at the Gaylord. And Bob Costas just recently announced his retirement from MLB. And of course, with his huge Olympic background with the Olympics last summer, it should be great to hear some insights from Bob Costa.
Okay, well, we'll see you there, and congratulations on your new role. Again, been talking to Steve Soraki, the president of Flooring America, Flooring Canada, Floor Trader, and IDG, and you've been listening to Kemp R and FloorDaily.net.